This is a special Spiritual Edge edition of Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. For many liberal Jews, it can be hard to imagine a time when a woman's role was mostly in the home. But it wasn't so long ago that only men could become rabbis. The feminist movement began to change that, and in 1981, Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb was one of the first women to be ordained. During her four decades leading congregations, she challenged old texts that don't make sense in a modern world. Today, Gottlieb is pushing another agenda for Judaism, a path of nonviolence. The lead producer of the Spiritual Edge Project, Judy Silber, sat down to talk with Rabbi Lynn Gottlieb.
Why nonviolence within a Jewish context? Why is that important?
People who are looking for spirituality in this age, nonviolence is critical because we know that we are facing many profound challenges within our own tradition and in the world. And those of us who still are part of Jewish culture and love Jewish culture want to formalize the ways that our community engages with profound issues in the world like sexism, gender violence, homophobia, Islamophobia, and of course, Israeli militarism.
There's this thing about religion. A, it's old, and B, people take it as truth. You know, not so much in this world that we live in now.
Right. We have science now, for instance.
Right. So there's, you know, there's a lot of like pushing away of religion and saying, well, there's nothing in it for me because it no longer applies to my life. Look at the story of Adam and Eve. There's sexism there. But then at the same time, there's someone like you who you're a rabbi. So obviously it's important to you. The question is, like, how do you reframe something that's that old and still keep the tradition? Because that seems hard.
Now, that is a question that was put to every single feminist the minute that women started challenging the tradition. So this question that you're asking has been wrestled with for, since the late 60s, really, and earlier, actually, if we really track the tradition. So what is lovely about Jewish tradition is the ceremonial traditions. They're so wonderful. We have a cycle of a year that allows us to come together as community and celebrate many different values and lives. The stories have always been evolving. There is no such thing in our tradition as a fixed tale. Everything has multiple variations. In fact, we are a rabbinic tradition, not a biblical people, because the rabbis used every strategy in their playbook to diminish and change what they considered to be unacceptable passages in the Torah, even the ones that were commanded by God. Well, that gives people an awful lot of space for creativity, imagination, and flexibility. I feel even more expanded, you might say, in my point of view. What I love about the tradition is that we are a storytelling tradition. And when I initiate the kids into bar and bat mitzvah or adults, I say, what is our accountability to people living now? And what is our accountability to the tradition? How do we negotiate that through the hermeneutics of social justice and nonviolence, which are considered the most important principles of the Torah? And once you say that, nonviolence is the most important principle of the Torah, that changes everything. And there are some things within the tradition that will hold that up and you can track that legacy. And there's other things that have to fall away.
I want to spend a minute or two, and I know it's not enough to do it justice, but on the Israeli-Palestinian question, I mean, it divides the Jewish community in the United States so starkly. And it also divides the religion because there seems to be a separation between the politics and then the root of Judaism, meaning its guidance for leading a spiritual life. How do you approach it?
Israel-Palestine. Well, this is an issue that I first came to in 1966. So in Israel, where I went and sought out a Palestinian living in Nazareth to tell me stories because I knew there was something wrong. I could see it. And from the moment that he said to me, if I tell you my story, you will be accountable. Don't say you didn't know. That was exactly the same phraseology that survivors had told me, survivors of the Holocaust, and also similar calls for accountability that were coming out of the African-American community. So in my mind, I put these together. One thing I realized was that we cannot afford to be anybody's enemy. But if you're going to wage change, you have to wage change that is against the system of violence that is perpetrating harm. That is the basic idea. And that's what I've been doing. And some people have a very hard time with that. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions is a big issue in the Jewish community because people don't understand it very well. Divestment means that you're not going to put your money as a religious institution into and make money from a company that's bulldozing tens of thousands of houses or makes bombs. This is not difficult. People embraced it in Montgomery when the term nonviolence started to be used, and we should embrace it now.